Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will there be a third temple prior to the return of Jesus Christ? Will there be animal sacrifices and temple worship services prior to the return of Jesus Christ? And if so, what will all of this do insofar as world news and world events is concerned? Now, let me first of all read to you from an article by Breaking Israel News, dated April 2, saying, on the second night of Passover, dozens of men, women, and children went out to the fields to harvest barley, not so much as a reenactment, but a real temple-related Passover ceremony. The following day, the harvest was brought to Jerusalem, where it was turned into flour, and Kohanim, these are Jewish men, descended from Aaron the priest, performed a full dress rehearsal for the wave offering, which will take place once again in the third temple. And also, other articles point out that at that time, silver vessels were used, intended for the use in the third temple. And then the article in the Breaking Israel News magazine goes on to say, as are most temple-related activities, the harvesting was done with musical accompaniment. But not only that, Daily Mail added on April 2 that the ultra-Orthodox Jews congregated at the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Thursday for a mass priestly blessing on Passover, a tradition of recent decades echoing a pilgrimage from antiquity. Jewish priests wearing tallit prayer shawls took part in the Kohanim prayer in the old city of Jerusalem. And then the article points out, of course, that the Western Wall is a remnant of a supporting wall of the Second Temple complex, which was destroyed. Now, if that is not already enough to show you how much of a movement we are presently seeing towards reenacting temple worship services, including the building of the temple, here's an article by the Los Angeles Times, dated March 5, saying that Netanyahu offered an enthusiastic endorsement of Trump's decision in December to recognize the divided city of Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Netanyahu compared Trump to Cyrus the Great, an ancient Persian king who conquered a vast empire and allowed the exiled Jews in Babylon to return to their ancestral home to what? Rebuild the temple. It was no coincidence that Netanyahu compared Trump with Cyrus, because Breaking Israel News wrote on November 5, a newly minted coin featuring President Trump, King Cyrus, and the Third Temple has been featured in media around the world, graphically illustrating that support for the Jewish temple on the Temple Mount is now a global phenomenon that is transcending political and religious boundaries. And I could give you a lot more information about the movement to build the third temple. Everything except for the third temple is already in place. Everything which needs to be put into the third temple is already in place, has already been built. And there's already blueprints available for the third temple. And they say that it won't take longer than 6 months to build the third temple once green light is given. Now, I realize some biblical scholars are telling us, no, there's not going to be a third temple. Every time it talks about the temple in the future, just prior to Christ's return, it's talking about the church. That is totally wrong. You know, they say, oh, there are two different words. One talks about the physical temple and one talks about the spiritual temple, the church. Totally wrong. Because the words which refer also to the spiritual temple do refer to the physical temple as well. So they can deceive you as much as they want. I hope you understand the fact that they are trying to deceive you. Because the Bible makes this very clear that there's going to be a third temple. There are many prophecies talking about a third temple, a physical temple in Jerusalem. It talks about the man of sin standing in the temple of God in Jerusalem proclaiming to be God. This can't be talking about the true church of God. That would be absolutely nonsense. It's talking about a physical temple. Many scriptures talk about the fact that the certain courts belonging to the temple are given to the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. And the temple is to be measured. That's at the time when the two witnesses are in operation. So by the time of the Great Tribulation, you will have, or you will see at least the beginning of the building of the great of that third temple. And animal sacrifices will be given. And then, of course, the king of the north, it says, and he is also called the beast, and the king of Assyria, this new modern dictator, the leader in Europe of German or Austrian descent, he will come in to stop the animal sacrifices. All of that is clearly prophesied. You need to know what is going to happen, because that time is not that far off, as you can see from those articles. Now, we have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. And this free booklet goes into the Third Temple, the fact that a Third Temple is going to be built, and don't you be deceived by those deceivers who tell you that it's not the case. It's going to be built. And this booklet, in great detail, talks about the many, many scriptures which make it very clear that we will have a third temple, a physical temple, which is going to be built prior to the return of Jesus Christ. But when that happens, you know that the return of Jesus Christ is very, very near. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.